Hare Krishna. First of all, a very warm welcome to all of you. I think we all anticipated or looked forward to meeting again and breaking the locks of our doors and coming out of the lockdown situation to associate. And I think we are all, let us say, quite amazed to come to this place. When I arrived, I requested Naveen Krishna to lead me a little around. So we were in the cellar and I noticed a lot of water was suddenly shooting out of one of these pipes, and there was this man who was working with a, maybe it was the heating system where water goes and is distributed, and he saw me gasping and he said, "Don't worry." So yes, it is still a building place, a place of great potential, a place where a wonderful future is unfolding. And I believe it's a perfect time to come to a building place, to something which is not yet finished, something which bears a huge potential. Because, you know, when you choose in your life to be part of developing something, of manifesting something, there's a certain joy, the joy of a pioneer inside, which will bring your life, which is maybe sometimes a little stagnant because you do every day the same things and think perhaps similar thoughts. This brings the life and flow, you know, to be connected with a pioneer activity. I think in Krishna consciousness, we are very much in danger when we settle and think that this is it. And we are very much moving forward when we have a beginner's mind, a curious mind, a mind where we can learn new things and apply new things. And I think this is a little bit what I've prepared for you. I give a seminar called The Magic of Sadhana. And my whole aim is to bring you into a mindset from where you will practice Krishna consciousness with newfound joy, with newfound energy, with newfound enthusiasm. This is my goal a little bit. Is that all right? I think our Vrindavan Bihari said he came here to find just that. And I think after, or we are still in the lockdown, or in the, what is it called, the pandemic, but we are moving a little bit freer. This is a good motto, to break out, to move forward. Good. So, but before starting, I must say, I'm so happy to see the known faces. Thank you very much. I know you have taken the time out of of your busy lives, and you are here to and follow the old aspiration, the old desire to become the best version of yourself, to move forward. So it's very nice to see you, very heartwarming, and I looked forward to it. So let us sing a little bit, Jai Radha Madhava, and then I will give you your first session. Just we will sing briefly. So good. Jaya Kunya Vihani Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihani Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Bharatani Jaya Giri Bharatani Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Bharatani Jaya Giri Bharatani Jaya Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Sura Nana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava
Vaikunya Vihari. Vaikunya Vihari.
Oops. When we speak of a retreat like this one, we speak of an opportunity for us to grow spiritually, to just become more fulfilled, to become energized, and to maybe shrug off some obstacles in our life, some anattas. In the year 1981, eight old men went also on a retreat. And I want to tell you about what they experienced, because it's something that is possible to all, for all of you. They became 22 years younger in 5 days. Listen, please. They stepped into cars. They left from different locations. Their goal was a monastery in Peterborough. It's 2 hours north of Boston, where they would meet for a 5-day retreat. They were all suffering from the symptoms of old age. I mean, when you are 80 years old, it takes a lot of courage to live your life, because your body has become just so fragile and uncooperative. The experiment was guided by a psychologist from Harvard University. Her name was Ellen Langer. Yes. And when they came into the monastery, everything had been equipped in such a way that they entered really the time 1959, 22 years. The clock was turned back for 22 years. There were old Life magazines of that year. There was the Saturday Evening Post of 1959. There was music playing. I think you may not know it. I barely know it. It was Nat King Cole. They discussed what happened at that time, 22 years earlier. Fidel Castro took over Cuba, and Nikita Khrushchev visited America for some controversial talks. There was a box match by Floyd Patterson and a baseball match where the famous Mickey Mantle, all forgotten names, I know, where was excelling. The point was, an atmosphere was recreated that brought the people, that old man, back 22 years. They were requested to act as if they are 22 years older. They were in the environment, walking, talking, eating the typical food of 20 years before. And after only 5 days, there were remarkable results that were measured by a doctor. You know, old men become usually smaller in size. They became bigger. Old men usually develop impressive bellies. I have seen some of you have also developed. So they became skinnier. Their bodies were toned. The way they walked was like young men, maybe not like Johnny Depp, but quite young. Their hearing had become sharper. They didn't always say, "What did you just say? What did you?" You know, their joints were more flexible. Their memories improved. Old men don't remember. I may show you. I sometimes don't remember the people I know. When Gaur Krishna comes in the room, I might ask him, "What's your name, please?" It's not yet so bad, but I'm just giving you an analogy. They became younger, and not just in mind that they felt younger. No, in their physical bodies, they were measurably younger. Digestive systems worked, memory works, all this. Then when they were ready, I mean, when they had gone through the experiment, another control group came, another 8 old men, and they didn't have the same results. They came to exactly the same place. They saw the films from 20 years before. They read the magazines. Everything same. But their result was not the same. The body did not become younger. Why, you might ask? Well, their assignment was different. The first group was requested to really go into it, act like it, read, you know, try to go back into the time, and most important, act, participate in everything. The second group was just requested to be there and look at the side of the experiment. My dear devotees, change is possible, not just in the mind, in your entire life. It is possible. But if you only stand on the side, if you only watch, if you talk about the same things that you always talk about, if you worry for the same thing that you always worry about, you will not get everything you can get out of this retreat. Because there is a law in spiritual life. It works as certain and as the law of gravitation. You know, if I would drop this notebook now, it would not fly into Radhikaranjan's lab. I know he uses mobile telephones, not notebooks. That's not the reason why it wouldn't fly there. It's the law of gravitation that will pull this notebook down. I don't think I need to do this. I mean, do you want to see it? I don't know. You know, like here you can see. Yes. The first law in spiritual life is yeyatamang prapatyante tamstadaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna speaks about this in the Gita. In the degree you are willing to participate and you are willing to really be there, act there, feel there, then in that degree you will have amazing results. Let us not forget what we are here to do is to create a new life for us. It's not a small thing. It's a great thing. And it's good if you totally absorb yourself and immerse yourself in what this retreat has to offer you. What is that? Well, it's practicing Krishna consciousness in the association of others. See, you can at home chant. You can cook and eat, what is it called? Dokla? I know Gujarati kitchen. And offer that, of course. You can read in the Bhagavatam and so on and so forth. What you cannot have is the association of so many devotees at one spot, engaging in sadhana or spiritual practices that will uplift your spirit. I felt so happy to come here when Akash was singing and all of you were singing and we were doing kirtan. Wonderful. Or as we are together here, listening to the devotees, sharing. Wonderful. We all have this group experience. I have been initiated in football last year by my assistant. There was Europeanship or World Mastership. I always forget. I have not been a good student there, but I saw a few games. And one thing I noticed, there was one game where Switzerland was playing, I forgot, against someone else. And there was one person, he was with all the fans together in the stadium. Huh? And he was rooting for Switzerland. So when there was a goal which was shot, he was elated. And when the team lost, he entered almost a state of clinical depression. You could see that. Somehow the camera had zoomed him out. And now, in the end, I remember it correctly, Switzerland won that tournament. You should have seen him. He ripped off his shirt. He was waving it in the air because his emotions and experience of that goal was heightened by being in the association of all these football enthusiasts. And that was raising his own experience of the game. This is the idea of Sankirtan, doing kirtan together, practicing Krishna consciousness together. Each one in the room, and most probably Brahma and Shiva, who might come to some kirtans, will help each single one of you to go to a state of heightened Krishna consciousness. Jiva Goswami expresses it like this: kirtan is the supreme process because it causes, listen to this, delightful emotions. So if your taste is raised and you really make a spiritual experience and you take that and it happens to you, you have started to change your spiritual biochemistry. It has simpler words, your level of Krishna consciousness. You've made a taste and from that you can move on and on and on. But don't forget the first rule in spiritual life. Does anyone remember what it is?
I think degree one is willing to participate and be present. In that degree, he or she will experience Krishna.
Yes, yes. It is in the fourth chapter, I believe, text 11 of the Bhagavad Gita. Ye yatamang prapatyantin tangstataiva pajamiham. No, in the this, Krishna rewards a devotee according to his surrender to it. So, therefore, I really request you to take part. And please know, I will end with this point. Please end. Please know, you will be tested. Hare Krishna. This is getting excited, exciting. Wow, I'm getting tested. What do you mean, Maharaj? Well, there will be a time where you feel maybe slightly out of your comfort zone. After all, you're not experienced to share your bathroom with so many people. You know, there may be, I don't know, this is a building site, maybe one of the pipes will break and give you a fresh shower, a second shower. I don't think it will happen. I have learned, I should speak a little humorously, but unexpected things will happen, no? I would like to tell you in the end a story of someone who went on a spiritual journey and was tested and passed the test gloriously. It was a Brahmana. He had turned 80 and he had crossed 80 and he developed a desire which all elderly people in India desire. They want to go one time in their life, preferably towards the end, to Badrinath. It is said that Badrinath, that's one of the four dhams in the Himalaya mountains, is identical with Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Just like Vrindavan is identical with Goloka Vrindavan, Badrinath is a replica of the Vaikuntha worlds. So this Brahmana had this desire to go to Badrinath, but he was very old. And his ascent, his moving upward, was going very slow. He was walking against time because in September, I think you know, the temple of Badrinath is closed because it snows so heavily there. The priest, before he closes the temple, puts one light before the deities. It's just a little oil lamp. And mysteriously, after 6 months, this light is still burning. Do you know why? Because unearthly visitors come, the devatas, who are in bodies that are not inconvenienced by snow. They have subtle bodies. They come down and they conduct the puja of Badrinarayan. Every time, even today, when you enter the temple, as it is just opened, September, how can you do the mathematics? Plus 6 months is when? March, yeah, so it is opened in March. When the priest again opens the mandir, it's spotlessly clean. And this oil lamp, which it's usually an oil lamp, will last maybe at most 2 days, I would estimate, if it burns non-stop. It's burning brightly. Yes, so, but from September to March, the temple is closed. Also, you cannot really reach there because it's so snowed in. So this Brahmana was moving as fast as he can, but he was old, and people came down who had done the pilgrimage, who had seen the deities, and they said, "Better move fastly, you know. If you are late, you may even reach the temple, because it has not started to snow as of yet. But the priest, the Raval, has closed the temple, and you can't get in." So he was trying. And at the end, finally, he crouched on his fours, you know, hands and legs. He made the last stretch to the temple, but just as he was reaching the last step, the doors closed. He said to the priest who did this, "Please, please, just half an hour, just open the doors. I'm old. I will not survive another 6 months, and I also am too weak to return. It's my last darshan in this life. Please don't deny this darshan to me. Please, please, I beg you." He became so emotional that he grabbed the feet of the priest, and the priest didn't like that, because he was a high-born priest, and he says, listen, we wait for God. God doesn't wait for us. The door is closed. I'm following the schedule here, the timeless schedule. Please let me go." But the Brahmana cried and said, no. Finally, the priest kicked him to become free from the grabbing hands. And the Brahmana rolled down and lost his consciousness and woke up only when the stars were glittering in the sky. It was a bright moonlit night, and the Brahmana had a breakdown in trust. "I have heard that God is rewarding those who surrender to him. I have done this pilgrimage, but the Lord has closed the door on me. I have heard that the devotees are kind-hearted beings, but his priest was so cold-hearted, he couldn't even allow me just to quickly enter and quickly come out. I have invested my whole life into an illusion called Krishna consciousness. Now my only shelter is the lap of Mother Ganga." And he stood up and moved to the Ganga. Those of you who have been there know that the Ganga is very, very swift. It's very dangerous to go there into the Ganga. There are chains now where you can hold yourself, but only someone who is like a Hercules, so strong, you know, really strong, can withstand the strong current. So when the Brahmana said, "I am going to into the lap of Mother Ganga," he said in effect, "I make the sacred suicide." As he was moving to take his life, he heard a gallop, a horse galloping, really fast. And then he heard a voice, a young voice, "Hey, old man, where are you going?" And he saw a young mountain resident, you know, young lad, maybe 20 years, jumping off the horseback and grabbing him by the hand. "Why are you so distressed that you want to take your life?" And he said, well, my life is finished. I won't be able to return where I come from, and I also will not have the darshan, the liberating darshan of Bhadra Vishal, of the Lord, of who's also known as Narayan. Why not, said the young man, tomorrow is darshan. No, tomorrow is not darshan. The priest has closed the doors of the temple for the coming 6 months. Soon the snow will come. Ah, you are hard in hearing. You must have misunderstood the priest. I'm from here. You know, let's spend the night together. I know a nice cave which is warm. And tomorrow I take you for darshan. I'm from here. Brahman looked at the boy. The boy looked so attractive. His eyes were so compassionate. And his voice was so warm and loving that he followed the boy. They went into a cave. The boy lit a fire. And he said, let's play chess. Says the Brahman, I don't gamble usually. Just to spend the time, you know, that's not so that it is not boring for us. So they played chess, and curiously or mysteriously, the Brahmana was always winning, and the young boy enjoyed it like anything. In the morning, the Brahmana said, so are we going? Is darshan? Yes, come. So boy brought him to a place where he could take his bath, and then he brought him up the stairs, and the priest was there. He had just opened the temple. Oh, said the priest, I was worrying about you. You were so emotional. But see, you have survived all these 6 months. You're back. What you call one night, 6 months? Said the Brahmana. What, said the priest, one night? These were 6 months which have passed. Look at the snow is melting, everything is fine for, and I'm opening the darshan. What? So he looked around to find the young man. Young man, you told me this would be only a night and I would have darshan the next morning. The priest tells me 6 months have passed. But as he tried to look, he didn't see the young man. He didn't see the horse. Curiously, he walked up. He had the darshan, and as he looked at the beautiful Lord Bhadri, for a moment the face turned into the face of the young man, and the hand went up. It was the Lord himself who had tested the old man, and the Lord himself who had helped him to pass the test. When the old man understood this, he was overcome with ecstasy. He quickly, as quick as he could, moved out of the temple. He lay down in the courtyard, and while uttering the magical words, Narayan, 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 while uttering the holy names, an airplane descended, not really an airplane, a Vimana, it's the aircraft of the Vaikuntha, the Vishnu Dutas, and he was he was ushered into the Vaikuntha spacecraft or Viman, and was flying back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, sometimes Krishna wants to see, in Srila Prabhupada's word, how painstaking is that an English word? If I got it right, how much you are able to take, also something on you. And I want to say to you, please, 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 tomorrow, have a walk. Maybe there's an organized tour also, or not planned yet. Yeah, we will give a tour to everyone. Yeah, please take part in the tour. This is, my dear devotees, I have been so fortunate as to see many projects coming up. But when I see this project and its possibilities, and you will hear when you do your tour, I'm absolutely impressed. Already the Avanti schools, the children will come, and I'm sure all of them will come back with deep conviction in Krishna consciousness, because when you are here and doing spiritual practices in the association of devotees, you make very quick progress. So I wish you the most wonderful retreat, really. Please, when the test comes, pass it. Just take part in the programs. There will be the schedule displayed so that you know when is what. We have also, we are expecting Sutapa Prabhu. I'm very much looking forward to his session, Bhuta Bhavana, etc. It is something very wonderful. And please look at the program and at the project, I wanted to say, and see how you might become, how you might contribute to the program with your effort. All this, the Pandavasenas have learned to, to put tapestries on the wall, to put covers on bed sheets. That's not so difficult. Even I can do this. But they have learned to become handicrafts, men and women, in order to manifest a glorious future. That's the whole idea. We are not construction workers, but we are. This is not about, we want to attract many people, give them a place where they can retreat, where you all can come again and again to, rejuvenate in your Krishna consciousness. And really, when you walk on the tour, some amazing sights are awaiting you. Good. I, on my side, wish you a wonderful retreat. I wish that you will be rejuvenated, that you will carry a brightly shining Krishna conscious flame with you from here, and go when you go home. And I can't wait. Tomorrow we start for those who are early birds, at 5:30, and you will be able to see. I think Radhika Ranjan will give us an overview. I will for now say this is all what I wanted to share. My point was, the example with the which showed us that you can actually change. It's possible. It's proven by the Harvard University. You can change in your mind and in your heart and even in your physical body. It's possible, but you need to participate fully and take part in this first law, really, of spiritual life. Yeya tamang prapatyante. In the degree where you surrender, the Lord rewards you. And sometimes, yes, there will be a little test, but nothing which you cannot pass with a kiss into the wind, That's what we say in German when something is easy. It's like this, a kiss into the wind. Good. Thank you very much. all the best, and let us just request Radhika Ranjan to conclude. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.